Step 2. Affirm the subject of your desire through prayer, morning and night. Inspire your imagination to see yourself already in possession of it. When you attain one goal, set a new one. Do not let complacency set in. Bill Gates founded Microsoft, the software company that supplies the operating systems for more than 70% of the computers in the world. By the time he was 35, his company was bigger than McDonald's, Disney, and CBS. Did he stop there? No. He continued to dream of new roles for himself and his corporation. By the time he was 37, he had embarked on a new path to provide systems to link every machine in an office, telephone, fax machines, computers, all working together seamlessly. And he managed to bind such giants as AT&T and IBM to his vision, enlisting them in a consortium to develop and deliver that magnificent system. You will achieve precisely the success you can envision for yourself. Cultivate that vision every day, in every way you can. Step 3. Associate as many as possible of the 10 basic human motives mentioned on page 18 with your definite major purpose. Give yourself a compelling motive for doing what you want to do. Then renew that motive by bringing it up in your mind as often as possible on a daily basis. If your motives include a fine home, a nice car, and a good wardrobe, visualize those things around you. Go through the motions of driving that car or wandering about that house. Do not hesitate to use your imagination to fuel your burning desire. Step 4. Write out a list of all the advantages of your definite major purpose and call them into your mind as often as you can. This will make you success conscious by the power of self-suggestion. It will steady your resolve when things do not appear to be going well. If you're caught in an impossible job, you can keep yourself smiling by thinking of what you'll be doing once you're free. Step 5. Associate with people who are in sympathy with you and your major purpose. Get their encouragement. They can be colleagues, friends, or family. One realtor I know occasionally comes home discouraged, but she has an agreement with her husband that covers this circumstance. The instant she lets go a defeatist sigh, he pulls out her certificate from the $1 Million Club and a list of previous sales she's made. Whose name do you see here? Who sold all those houses? Who sold that place down by the lake that had been on the market for 2 years? Who saw what a dream house it could be? Isn't this latest offering just as good? That's all it takes, and she's out the door or on the phone again. And her husband, don't think that he isn't inspired by his wife's determination, that his own work isn't better after he's seen what a little encouragement can do. We all need people to give us a boost, and we all benefit from doing the same for others.